A U.S. district judge ruled last week that the Washington Redskins may keep their trademark name and logo. Some American Indians said the football team's images disparage their culture. The ruling is the latest in a spirited legal battle that has lasted more than 10 years. Commentator Frank DeFord says sports fans are passionate about all sorts of tradition and imagery.
Perhaps this is even more the case in college, where tradition runs so deep. Case in point, no college struggles with the representations of its past more than does the University of Mississippi. Even its familiar name, Ole Miss, is not a contraction of Mississippi, but is a maternal derivation from antebellum times. Plantation slaves referred to the daughters of their owner as the Young Misses and the wife as Ole Miss. The team's nickname is Rebels, and at any game it's been very common for Confederate flags to wave and Dixie to blare out at every excuse. The school mascot is a character named Colonel Reb, the portrayal of an old planter who distinctly recalls the old times there that are not forgotten. Now, by chance, the chancellor at Ole Miss is Robert Kiat, who happens to have himself been a football star for the Rebels. But he's hardly some old boy jock. Kiat has impressively raised the academic reputation of Ole Miss. The university finally even has a Phi Beta Kappa chapter, while he's also sought to diminish the Confederate connection to Ole Miss sports. The chancellor effectively removed the bars and stars from the stands by ordering that sticks could not be brought into the stadium. No sticks, no way to wave flags. He cut down on the number of times that Dixie could be played. Then this year, with the chancellor's support, the athletic director banned the mascot, Colonel Reb, from the stadium. Uh-oh, that brought on a firestorm. Angry alumni have cut their financial support. A referendum had 94% of the students who voted backing the mascot. In counterpoint, for the last year, under Chancellor Kiat's aegis, the university has hosted a series of racial reconciliation programs, honestly reflecting on those awful times in Oxford 40 years ago when troops had to be called out to protect old Mrs. First Black student James Meredith. The student body is now almost 13% African-American. Everyone knows, too, that it could be more, that Ole Miss is hurting its recruitment of black athletes because the school's symbols turn off so many African-Americans. But Colonel Reb matters more even than victory. Ole Miss is not unique, though, only a prime example of how emotional we Americans can get about sport, of how much even the mere trappings are so embedded into our culture that a dispute about a college mascot can make the blood boil.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.